Welcome to the Ministry of Me. With Michael Sorries. All right, I woke up this morning, and before I even opened my eyes, there was the thought, remember God. I will remember God. And so I thought, that's really beautiful. And I'm going to spend this day and I'm going to remember God. And I guess I was thinking about it in terms of just remembering all the good things that, you know, I can point to in my life that, you know, I can say this is definitely, you know, God, a higher power. For example, I was drowning once and I, you know, totally like fought as much and as hard and as long as I could. And I had to give up. And I just let go. And there was this voice that, you know, just said, no, you don't. You know, that's like one case. Hold on. Okay. So that's like, you know, one example, which is a profound example. And it's something that, you know, in the moment, you know, I was so grateful to not have drowned laying up on the rocks, you know, and also kind of surprised that there had been so many people who, you know, were up on the top of this ledge just kind of watching me drown. Nobody did nothing. So, I mean, I was sort of occupied and not really fully grasping, you know, like what had just happened. So, you know, so when I woke up this morning, this is what I was thinking about, you know, just like those kind of examples. And then I get to a meeting and, you know, a person is talking. And one of the things they say is, that at one point, you know, in this process that they went through, their mother bought them a mirror and, you know, kind of, you know, suggesting that, you know, she really wanted her to look at herself and love herself and see how beautiful she was. You know, it was a beautiful gesture. And so I was sort of taken aback, right? Because it brought another element to the idea of remembering God to my mind, where I had been thinking of almost like an outside me event, you know, a power greater than me, you know, remember this power, but not really thinking about me in relation to that power. And so, you know, so here's this other person who's sharing this story, which is, you know, like her story is equally as a story of a miracle, a divine miracle, as my drowning story. And we're coming from two different perspectives, but we're both saying the same thing. And I was, and so in that moment, it was sort of brought to me to like, remember me, remember Michael, remember the story of Michael, remember the journey of Michael. And in remembering that story and honoring that memory and cherishing that memory and sharing that memory, you know, without, you know, well, just doing it, right? Like I almost want to say, you know, there's this kind of selfish echo that is sort of permeating our culture of me, and it's so intense and it's so kind of noisy that, you know, it drowns out the quiet still voice of me that's the true remembrance of me. So, you know, I want to say that, you know, just acknowledge that that's out there, and I don't want this to be sort of shifted from, you know, a beautiful remembrance of the divine to a sort of, you know, egotistical story of me. But I, you know, right, but I don't want to say that and have the story of me get drowned out. So there's balance. And so I want to, you know, throw the balance out there in the mix too. So, you know, so anyway, so, and then another thing that happened is I went to this remembrance a couple of days ago at this Jewish Union Temple synagogue, I guess, and I've never ever been inside of one, and it was just a really quiet, beautiful kind of celebration, but almost of just a reminder of the pain that, you know, we as a world community, as individual communities, that we experience. And so a lot of different groups got together, and I had a chance to talk with a guy for a moment in there, and we talked about God. I mean, you know, I didn't know what else to talk about. We just met, and I had some questions about how in Jewish traditions they don't say the name of God, and So I had a question about that, like, you know, because some people that I've seen who were Jewish, when they write stuff, they leave the O out of God. So it's like they don't want to say, but it, so anyway, I don't want to get too deep in this, but it dawned on me that, you know, that in the studying that I have done, nowhere that I saw where they spoke about the name of God was G-O-D part of the name of God. So why would they not fully say God or spell God if G-O-D isn't the name of God? Anyway, so it was just a question, you know, it's not a big deal. It didn't mean it really change any. But anyway, but you know, he had an interesting insight for me, at least, in that there was some, he was from Israel, and so he said, well, you know, Israeli Jews have a different take on it, and so it just, you know, it was like it opened up this conversation. But toward the end of our conversation, because part of the exercise that we were participating in was to ask each other, what are you here remembering? And I couldn't really think of much, but, you know, I was remembering God, and I said, I'm here to remember God. And, you know, I said, you know, over time, you know, we've demonstrated that, you know, if we just rely on people, you know, we just get a mess. We always get a mess. And so we should focus more on God. And he said, well, yeah, he said, but I haven't given up on people. And I mean, I've said that before, too. And I just feel like, you know, it was me echoing a sentiment that I had in the past back at me. And but I felt like it was important that our two perspectives shook hands, that we met, because that's the truth of remembering God. It's remembering that divine, sort of bigger than us, out there in us, entity, thinking, intelligence, you know. And it's also remembering the individual manifestation of God as each one of us, you know. And so I thought, you know, it was beautiful that I met this man and that we had this moment. And I guess that's, you know, that's the kind of, that's the tone that set my morning, my day, you know, in remembering God. You know, it feels like, based on a lot of our religious training, that what we're talking about is this thing outside of us, this thing separate from us, and, you know, this thing that we have a hard time with. And, you know, and part of it is that, you know, part of it is recognizing that there is this divine, energetic, beauty thing, life, you know, Holy Spirit thing that is permeating and penetrating everything. And that, you know, we give honor and celebrate and you know, connect to that. But there's also the, you know, the how it shows up as the individual. And that, to me, is almost my idea of the story of Jesus, right? Like, you know, it's like life said, listen, you know, this is who I am, and this is who you are. But life couldn't, you know, like life only knows itself as I am, right? Like, you know, God doesn't know itself as, you know, other than what it is. So it can, you know, so it's only, you know, it's like I am. And so the I am showed up in the form of a person and said, I am, I and the Father are one, I am. So anyway, I don't want to get into all that. But you know, the whole point of this is to remember God. So to take a moment, you know, in your life and remember, you know, think about those moments when you didn't think anything was possible and something possible happened. Think about your birth, that you didn't make yourself, that your parents didn't make themselves. You know what I mean? Like, you could, you know, like, you know, just think about that. Think about a blade of grass that just, you know, shoots up out of the dirt and grows. Think about a tree. We're moving into winter now, and, you know, the end of fall, and the leaves are disappearing off of the trees, and there's nothing but these bare branches, dark, you know, seemingly examples of death just sticking up out of the ground. And yet, you know, in a couple of months, a few months, you know, little green buds are going to pop out of that, and like the cycle is going to continue. So I'm not looking at death in a permanent state. I mean, I'm not looking at something that I could possibly design or control too much. I mean, I can have an impact, but, You know, I'm looking at something amazing, something miraculous. I'm sitting outside and I'm looking at people and they're, you know, they're walking around. They're, you know, in spite of all the craziness that we can point out that's happening all over this world, in other places, there are people who are smiling. There's a father walking with his son. There's a mother walking with her daughter. There's parents walking with their children. There's friends walking. I mean, there's people feeding each other. There's people sharing gifts with each other. Life is amazing. And so we take this moment to remember God, you know, and in that memory, you know, and I've heard this, you know, let the memory be for a blessing. In that memory, in that remembrance, we are blessed. In that moment where we, you know, feel that presence, that miracle, that miraculous thing, we're blessed. And then, you know, that blessing is a seed that gets planted, and then it'll grow into a tree of blessed fruit tomorrow. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.